Hi, thank you for calling CDM's Claims and Management. My name is Natalie. How may I help you?
Hey, Ms. Natalie. My name's Corey, and I'm calling over from State Farm. I just needed to file an auto claim with you guys.
Okay. Do you have the claim, I mean, the policy number and the VIN number?
I do, yes.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. So that policy number is going to be A as in Apple, L as in Lima, A as in Apple, 201458-26. And then that VIN number is going to be 1, F as in Frank, T as in Tom.
What did I just do? One second. Okay, I'm sorry.
No worries, you're good.
Alrighty, I'm ready for that VIN.
Okay, it's going to be 1, F as in Frank, T as in Tom, B as in boy, R as in Roger, 1, C as in cat, 8, 5, M as in Mike, K as in kangaroo, A as in apple, 70299.
Okay, and I'm just going to repeat it to make sure I have it correctly. I have 1, Foxtrot, Tango, Bravo, Romeo, 1, Charlie, 8, 5, Mike, Kite, Alpha, 70299.
Yes.
Okay. And is this for Airval Logistics?
Yeah, I think that's how it's pronounced.
Okay.
I'm not too sure, to be honest.
And the date of loss?
So date of loss is going to be August 11th of this year.
August 11th. No, we don't have one for that day. Just making sure. I always like to put this here. August the 11th. Just bringing up everything. Report new loss. And the time of loss?
Time of loss looks like it is, oh gosh, this is military time.
Okay, so what does it say? My husband's military.
Oh, okay. I think it should be 2:01 p.m.
2:01 p.m., okay.
Central Daylight Time.
Yeah, don't feel bad. I'm the same way. Husband's military, and I'm still, when I see it, I'm like, what? I'm like, can I get some regular time?
I hate
time?
That.
I'm like, can I get regular time, please? Not military. Can I just
You're not on a mission, time? Sir. Like,
right. Not on a mission. Don't know nothing about it. Oh, 200. Don't know. Like, I just need a regular 9, 8. You know, just give me a regular time.
I agree.
All righty. And your first and last name?
So we're handled at a team level, but not, my name is Corey. It's K-O-R-I-E. Last name, K-E-R-R.
K-E-R-R. Okay. And did you want to put down any information for yourself? It's just because you're the reporter, so that's why they ask, you know.
Yeah, so our department number, which you'll be able to reach everything in the claim by, is going to be 855-341-8184.
84, okay.
And then, yeah. And then our email is going to be State Farm Claims with an S at the end.
State Farm.
At statefarm.com.
At statefarm.com.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have State Farm Claims with the S at statefarm.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do they have permission to send you email messages if need be?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay.
And I figured you'd ask down the line, but just any emails that go out to us need the claim number in the subject line, but I can give you that claim number.
Okay. And what is that claim number? Let me put State Farm claim number.
So it's going to be 5972, and is a Nancy, 935, C as in Charlie.
Okay, so I have 5972, Nancy, 935. C as in Charlie.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. And the lost location.
So it's going to be on 4688 Manila. That's M as in Mary, A, N as in Nancy, I-L-A Avenue.
Okay.
And that is in Northport, just the word North, and then Port, P-O-R-T, Florida.
Okay.
And I got a zip code, too.
Okay, and the zip code?
It's going to be 34288.
34288, okay. Got that saved. And the description of what happened.
So essentially what happened is that the Amazon, oh my gosh, sorry, van, I've been talking all day. The Amazon van struck our insured's parked and unoccupied vehicle.
Okay, so they struck a parked car.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so our insured struck a parked struck. Claimant's parked vehicle. Okay. Alrighty. And I have the VIN for our insured. And this is for a 2021 Ford Transit, right?
It is, yeah.
Okay. And do we have a plate number?
I do, yeah. Let me see. That plate number is going to be 733. And is in Nancy, U is in Utah, H is in Henry.
Okay. And is that registered in Florida?
Let me see. Should be. Let me pull up the report again. Sorry, these police reports have the tiniest little handwriting.
Oh, no, you're fine. I was
going
to say, I know they're all small. Like, who is reading this? Like,
I was in Montana the other day, and they had handwritten ones.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, let me see. Oh, no. It looks like the state plates are Oregon.
Oregon? Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. And do we know the damage description to the vehicle, if any?
To your insurance vehicle or ours?
Yes. To our insured.
I'm not too sure. I actually just called her, and it didn't sound like they had very much damage, so I'm not too sure.
Okay, I'll just put unknown damage. It's fine. Alrighty. And was the vehicle still drivable? Did anyone have to get a tow?
Let me see. It looks like... No, everything was still drivable.
Okay. Alrighty. And do we have the driver's name?
Your guys' driver would be, let me see, so Javonte, J-O, V as in Victor, O, N as in Nancy, T-E,
okay.
And last name just Johnson.
Johnson, okay. J-O-H-N-S-O-N? J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Or is it a T?
J-O-H.
J-O-H-N,
yeah, S-O-N.
S-O-N, okay. And do we have any information that we want to put down for him?
So that driver, we do not have a phone number for him. The only people that we have phone numbers for is the Aravail Logistics.
Okay, that's fine. So we don't have a number. Let's put him in here. Save that. Okay, and so now I am going to get your client's vehicle information. Can I get the year, make, and model?
Definitely. So our insured is going to be a 2020 Toyota Corolla.
Toyota Corolla. All righty. And do we have a VIN number?
The number. And then I'm going to mute really quick. So sorry, I have to sneeze.
Oh, no, you're fine. Or
okay.
If you have a plate number, I can look it up.
Okay, I'm looking at the things. We have to give permission for stuff like that, and they just didn't sign off on that quite yet.
Okay, they didn't. Okay, then that's fine. We won't put anything down. We won't put a VIN down or a plate, and it should still let me go to the next.
Okay.
So that's fine, because I have what year it is. It's a 2020 Toyota Corolla, so I'll just put that, and we should be fine. Do we have the owner's name?
Yes. So it's going to be John, J-O-H-N. Last name is Kowalski, K-O-W, Alski.
Okay. And do we want to put down any information for Mr. John?
I can only tell you that he was not injured. He didn't sign off on anything else.
Okay. So create that. No injuries. Do we know the damage description to his vehicle?
Yeah, so his is mostly on the rear end and the passenger side.
Rear end and passenger.
So I've got the rear bumper. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Passenger. And you said bumper, like the bumper and everything, rear bumper.
Yeah, okay. So rear bumper, and then we've got the passenger side quarter panel.
Passenger side quarter panel. Okay. Put that there. Add this. You don't need a driver because no one was in the vehicle. So you have that.
No.
And was the police involved?
Yeah, and I have a police report for you.
Okay, and what police department was it?
That was a Northport PD, like the city.
Northport Police Department. Okay, got that. And I'm ready for the report number when you're ready.
Okay, so it's going to be
2405-5631. Okay. And were there any witnesses?
I do not have a witness listed, no.
Okay. Alrighty. So it looks like I have everything that I need to process this, get you your claim number and the adjuster's name and their information.
Okay, perfect.
And when you're ready, I can give you that information. Hello. Nothing about.